This episode contains graphic details of murder and other crimes. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to Not Always Polite. I hope you guys have had a great week so far. I don't know about you guys. Anyone who lives in Ontario is feeling me because this snow, the last like 3 Fridays in a row, we've gotten dumped on with snow and then it melts and then it comes back. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I have 2 dogs and that was kind of dumb. They make noise in literally every episode. I'm sure you guys know I have dogs. They're so muddy. I've been cleaning up mud for like eternities, it feels like. Anyways, there's my little weather update. Today I have a missing persons case for you guys. I know you guys like the unsolved stuff, so that's what we're doing. Without further ado, I will get on into the episode. Also, anyone who uses Anchor to record podcasts, they changed their name or something. Now it's Spotify for podcasters. So I guess Spotify owns Anchor now. I went to record this episode and I was like, what in the heck is this? It's literally the same ones I got inside pretty much, but I was a little confused for a second. Anyways, you guys probably don't care. I'm sure a lot of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but anyhow, I'll get on into the case now. So today we are talking about the disappearance of Justin Polari. In 2001, Justin Polari ran away. He was 14 years old, and his case is somewhat unique. It is unique in the sense that there has been no sign of him since he disappeared. In 2018, 92% of all missing children reported in Canada were recovered within 1 week. Year after year, a single photo of Justin was distributed on a missing poster. It was distributed across Canada and in the United States, and his face was on bulletin boards, transport trucks, and even billing envelopes. In the early 2000s, he was a familiar face among the missing children whose names and information filled the walls of grocery stores and post offices across Ontario. So let's talk a little bit about Justin. Justin grew up in the village of Desbarats, which I've never heard of. His parents divorced when he was a baby, and he lived with his dad, John, and stepmom, Janice McLeod, and her children in Hilton Beach, Ontario. It is a remote village island near Sault Ste. Marie, which is northern Ontario. In 2001, he was 14 years old and often wore his hair dyed black in a mohawk style. He had 2 earrings in his left ear, and according to people who knew him, Justin was troubled. He struggled with his parents' divorce. He had learning problems and strongly disliked school. On the evening of December 7th, 2001, Justin came home and he was angry and upset. He had a cut on his lip. It was clear that he had been in a fight. One source reported that he admitted to the fight and then later denied it. At one point, he even lunged at his dad. Within a few hours, Justin was gone. He'd taken his skateboard, his backpack, with a few clothes. He was last seen wearing dark blue or black baggy jeans, a dark blue or black hooded sweater, and a black toque over his 6-inch mohawk. He was wearing red or burgundy running shoes. The temperature that evening was a chilly -4 degrees. Justin was not a habitual runaway. The only time he'd ever left home, he'd gone to a friend's house and came back the next day. There's little coverage about his disappearance and no way of knowing what drove him to leave home for good or if that was even the plan. Nobody who knew Justin ever saw him again. In the first few years following his disappearance, there were several reported sightings of Justin. Some were more promising than others. One was at a shelter in Toronto. Someone matching his description introduced himself as Jay. One theory is that he may have traveled to Michigan. So St. Joseph Island, where Hilton Beach is located, is only meters from the U.S. border. The bridge in Sault Ste. Marie is the only border crossing for over 1,100 kilometers. Justin's family believed he was heading towards Toronto. His parents and grandparents made several seven-hour trips to Toronto to search for him. They looked through homeless shelters and aimlessly searched the streets and talked to other homeless youth. They hung out at punk rock concerts and skate parks. Unfortunately, each search was unsuccessful. In a 2003 Toronto Star article, his parents expressed their frustrations with the apparent ease with which children can sustain some semblance of a life thanks to the shelter system. They believe the apparent glamour of Toronto street living was what lured Justin there, even though they didn't know if he was there or not. Quote, "It's created a lifestyle," his dad said. A gas station attendant in Sault Ste. Marie, 67 kilometers from Hilton Beach, thought he spotted Justin getting into a Quick X truck around the time of his disappearance. According to Ed Pellerin, an OPP detective constable, the sighting wasn't reported until mid-2005, nearly 4 years after his disappearance. On May 16, 2005, the investigation into Justin's disappearance was reopened by the East Algoma OPP in conjunction with the Criminal Investigation Branch. A, quote, "huge area" was searched by the emergency response team and the canine unit, which surprises me because it was more than 4 years after, but anyways. Forensic personnel also completed an on-site investigation. On May 20th, 2005, police announced that the 4.5-day search of St. Joseph Island had concluded with negative results. The family used to carry a briefcase containing photos of Justin to hand out in their searches. They also carried letters and drawings he left behind, which they discovered after his disappearance. So while Justin did fit some of the criteria for an at-risk youth, it doesn't account for the length of time he's been missing. If Justin was in fact involved in a fight that night, was he maybe afraid? If he was experiencing any other difficulties at home or school, or if there were other darker reasons behind his prolonged disappearance, the information has never been made public. Online forums have a lot of speculation about what happened with Justin. Many people believe that the passage of time means he's likely dead, while others think Justin made it to Toronto or another large city and is lost among the people who experience homelessness in Canada. It's a massive epidemic. There's approximately 235,000 people. Good fucking gracious. That was a doozy for me. 253,000 people experience homelessness in Canada at any given year. According to Fred Victor, a Toronto-based social service charitable organization, 75% of people experiencing homelessness struggle with a mental illness. So there are local people who believe that there are people in St. Joseph Island and Sault Ste. Marie who know what happened to Justin. And allegedly, he thinks these people know the location of his remains. So these forums are filled with personal anecdotes of long-lost relatives pointing to public figures like Neil Hope to highlight the fact that some people chose to lose contact with family and friends, sometimes for decades. Perhaps the answer is one that is likely the most difficult to accept, that Justin simply could have decided to stay missing. With all the cases of runaway youth, the decision to run away does not imply the decision to stay missing. In 2018, the OPP reopened its investigation into Justin's disappearance for the second time. The age-progressed images have also been released. Justin's family is still desperate to know what happened to him. So here are some additional details about Justin. I'll post the age-progressed photo and the photo of him when he went missing on Instagram. So definitely check those out. So he was born January 31st, 1987. He went by Woody. His full name was Justin Jonathan Polari. Some agencies list his height as 5'11", and he weighed approximately 140 pounds. He had blue eyes and a dimple on his chin. At the time, he wore his hair in a 6-inch mohawk, which he may have dyed black or blonde. He had two earrings in his left ear and wore heavy chain necklaces. He may have been wearing a wooden name tag with the inscription of Woody. Justin was an avid skateboarder and may have frequented areas where the sport is practiced. He may go by the nickname Joe. Yeah. That is the information we have on Justin. They are obviously still looking for information on Justin. So if you have any information, you can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Or you can call the Ontario Provincial Police at 1-888-310-1122. And that is the unsolved disappearance, runaway, missing persons case of Justin Polari. I hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at NotAlwaysPolite and leave me a review wherever you're listening. I will catch you guys next time.